USA Radio News.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve, working very hard on it. Last year, I signed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
President Trump delivering remarks today at the Supporting Veterans and Military's Family Through Partnership Conference in Washington, D.C. The death toll from the wildfires burning in Northern California has risen to at least 59 people. That makes it the deadliest wildfire in a century. Those who did survive the fire are running out of places to go, many of them setting up a tent at a local Walmart. This evacuee says things are tough.
There's more evacuees, more people running out of money for hotels, and families, you know, they're staying with people that, you know, they can't stay there forever.
A nor'easter is affecting travel from North Carolina all the way to Boston with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Netflix is testing something new, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Netflix experimenting with the idea of offering mobile-only subscriptions. It's testing it overseas as the company is looking to find ways to make the streaming service more accessible, it says. The first trial run's already been rolled out in Malaysia, where users can currently sign up for the cheaper mobile-only subscription. Subscribers to the plan are able to watch on one handheld device, such as a smartphone or tablet. Videos delivered in standard definition, though, not high def. Mobile first continents like Asia and Africa are seeing the biggest increase in consistent mobile users, according to a study from earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Roy Clark, legendary country music singer and co-host of Hee Haw, has died. No details were made available about his death, and he was 85 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
President Trump threw his support behind a bipartisan bill to reform federal sentencing guidelines. The president says this bill will reduce crime and give our fellow citizens a second chance at redemption. Dr. Darnell Scott is a pastor at New Spirit Revival Center. He helped craft this bill.
I've been working with them, been in several meetings regarding prison reform, and the president has advocated very strongly in private for prisoners as well. And they're looking at this as a forgotten segment of America, that they are American citizens, and because they have made mistakes and committed crime, it doesn't mean they should have all their rights stripped. And so they're advocating for a reduction in sentences, early release, in some cases for nonviolent offenses. That 1994 Clinton crime bill that disproportionately incarcerated African Americans is something that is being overhauled. And the president, they feel very, very strongly about this. Listen, I've known the president for several years, and I remember when I first met him, maybe around 7 or 8 years ago, he and I discussed some of the ills that plagued the African American and the urban communities. And he said he believed depressed housing, depressed living conditions, unemployment, underemployment contributed to crime. And so in trying to eliminate or reduce this rate of recidivism, they're trying to create conditions that are conducive for prisoners to return and become functioning members of society.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.